Faith is the assurance of those things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is believing. Faith is knowing that God is trustworthy. Faith is confidence in God's purposes and His ways, even when we cannot observe or see His activity in our midst. This is not really a new thought, that faith being the assurance of things hoped for. There are thousands of voices all around us every day calling us to live our lives by faith. All you need to do is walk down LaSalle Street and look at the billboards, or drive down the interstate and look at those billboards. They all are calling you to live by faith in them, but they're calling you to live by faith nevertheless. Your television, your radio, you will hear the many calls for us to live by faith. The call to faith is always joined with a promise in something not yet seen or realized, calling us to look forward to a greater reality. Get your education here, and you will have a well-paid career. Drive this car, and you will experience great comfort and prestige. Put this perfume on, or this cologne, and people will be drawn to you. This is a call to faith and a promise of a greater reality, but sometimes can betray us. The time and money we invest in higher education may not give us the dream job. Maybe not yet. The transmission may fail on that prestigious car that you're still making payments on. People seem no more attracted to you now than when you emitted your own natural odor. We all live by faith in someone or something. There is some promise of a greater reality that we are living for or living toward, whether we are aware of it or not. We live by faith in the promise of wealth sometimes. We live by faith in a promise of better health sometimes. The artist lives by faith in greater creative expression. The musician by more beautiful musical expression. The athlete, especially during these Olympic Games, in greater physical domination and performance. The politician in greater public approval and influence. The student, as they come back to school, in greater academic performance and learning. These are all promises that we live by, that we live in, the hope that we will soon realize what we are striving for. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We should not be surprised then that God's call to live by faith can often be difficult. We may never see the complete fulfillment of what God has promised. Generation after generation of Christians have never fully realized or experienced God's promise to bring about world peace, which Jesus promises when He comes again. It's no surprise, we're reminded by our scripture, that Abraham and Sarah lived their entire lives by faith in the hope of God's promise, and we're reminded that they died before seeing the fulfillment of what they lived for and what they lived toward. But we get to enjoy the realization of that Christ child made flesh. The promise of God transcended their lives and their lifetime, and it often does for us. And so God calls us to live by faith, believing that He is creator of heaven and earth, that everything in the universe is designed and made by Him, And he wants us to live our lives with hope, a hope in his promises, a hope that will not be disappointed. There is no promise on a billboard that may, this is no promise on a billboard that may or may not happen. This is no promise that may be here today and gone tomorrow. Even though we may not see it today, the day is drawing near, Scripture assures us, of our realization of it. This promise is most expressed in his Son, Jesus Christ. We have the forgiveness of sins in him. Not something that we see, it is invisible, but we have nevertheless. Not something that we can measure, but something that we are given time after time again in our baptism, in the assurance of his word, through the bread and the wine and body and blood of Jesus, through the mutual consolation of the saints, through our fellowship, and through our acceptance of one another. We have that peace that surpasses understanding because we know that God accepts us even though we are sinful, broken, and fall short of his glory day to day. We believe and experience his grace in part, not all of it, but we will one day fully experience it in him. What God has ultimately promised is something very concrete and clear. The end of our scripture passage says these beautiful words, "Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them." God has prepared a city for us. I could not help but think of that wonderful scripture from John 14 when Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Trust in God. Have confidence in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." God has prepared a city for you and for me, the New Jerusalem, a city full of riches, feasts, health, and restored relationships, a mansion with many rooms, a place where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and we will no longer live with sadness or have to cope with a broken, violent world full of broken promises. We are already citizens and occupants of this far-off city. We are already tenants in this new building project that Jesus is building in heaven. But we do not yet live there. Our presence is not yet there. We live by faith. We are refugees, sojourning in a foreign land, on our way to our eternal home. And our King is coming for us to bring us there. Our joy and excitement are high and present today because the builder of our new home and city is the same builder of the universe. We have new life. We have a new city that awaits us. We live by faith now because we trust in the one who is faithful. We experience this faith-filled joy, and we will not be disappointed. We have the assurance that we will soon live in the full reality of this new creation and with the one who says, "I make all things new." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.